The gospel is the good news about all the blessings and benefits of Christ's substitutionary suffering and sacrifice on your behalf. It doesn't matter the challenges, the problems, the predicament, the embarrassing situation you find yourself right now, there is hope for you. There shall be workings of miracles in your life, in your health, in your finances, in your family. Instead of the spirit of heaviness, God is clothing you with the garment of praise by His power. Expect good things to happen to you today.
Welcome to the Avalanche of Good News radio broadcast. You are about to listen to Dr. Lucas Satlanchan. Get ready for a great shift. The Word of God will work wonders in and through your life. Be greatly blessed.
Hello, good morning. Beautiful people of Jos Plateau State and environs. Happy weekend, our dear Plateaunians and Josites, and even beyond, everyone that will listen to this broadcast, wherever you are, in any part of the world. This is Dr. Lucas Atlonking on the Avalanche of Good News broadcast, live on JFM 101.9 FM. I'm so excited to come your way again this beautiful Saturday morning. I always say that one of the best ways to kickstart a most glorious and fulfilling Saturday and weekend is by listening to the Avalanche of Good News broadcast. It will set you on the right path. It will inspire you. It will instruct you. It will energize you. It will strengthen you. It will bless you and transform your life from glory to glory.
Amen.
Oh yes, we are in the new year already, and time is already ticking. Today is what? The 13th?
Yeah.
Saturday, 13th. As you can see, the day is moving very fast. It's moving very, very fast, so you should be doing something. We're already in 2024. There is no time to waste.
No time to waste.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I'll commence a very, very important teaching series that will forever transform your life. Trust me, this one will bless you. It will bless you so, so much. Yes, we are commencing a teaching series, what I title, The Secrets of Sustainable Success and Surpassing Greatness.
Hallelujah.
The Secrets of Sustainable Success and Surpassing Greatness in Life. I will start by saying that it is the will of God for you to be successful in life. It is the will of God for you to be successful in year 2024. It is the will of God for you to be successful in 2025. It is the will of God for you to be successful even beyond this year and next year. It is the will of God for you to have a successful life, a fulfilling life, and a great life. Greatness is God's will for you. You must become fully persuaded concerning this truth, that it is the will of God for you to enjoy a successful and a great life. Mega success is the will of God for you, not failure, not a life of failure and frustration. In fact, you cannot fulfill God's will, plans and purposes for your life and end up as a failure. Impossible. When you find, follow, and fulfill God's will for your life, God's plans, purposes, and program for your life, automatically you will become a success. It will land you in the realm of greatness. Oh, yes. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, at the beginning, the formative stage of Joshua's ministry after Moses, the man of God, died. You know, God told Moses to hand over the leadership mantle to Joshua, and he was saddled with the responsibility of bringing God's covenant people, the children of Israel, into the promised land and to divide to them their inheritance. Now, in Joshua 1:8, God decided to hand over to Joshua the recipe for success, what we call success recipe. The recipe to have a successful life, to have a successful leadership, for his tenure as a leader to be successful, to be glorious, and to be great. And what did God told Joshua? In Joshua 1:8, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He said, "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night." And then thou shalt, he says, "Thou shalt meditate in day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." He said, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is very, very, very powerful. Now, that scriptures, Joshua 1:8, reveals a lot of things. Number one, it reveals that success is God's will for you. Good success, not just any kind of success. Because if the Bible talks about good success, that means there is bad success.
Yes, sir.
There is a God kind of success, then there is a kind of success that is not of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can be successful outside God, but it is not a good success. It's not a God kind of success. You cannot achieve the God kind of success without the help of God, without partnering with God, without the Word of God, without the help of the Holy Spirit. The type of success God wants you to have is called good success.
Yes, sir.
So you can see from that Joshua 1:8 that it is crystal clear, beyond every iota of doubt, that it is the will of God for you to have a successful life, for you to be successful in this life. Glory to God, even before we go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
He says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." Now, think of it. If it is not God's will for Joshua to be successful, why then did God show him the secret of success? Why did God hand over to Joshua the recipe for success? Why did God give him the success recipe, which is the Word of God? Meditating on it, putting it in your heart and in your mouth, and then observing to do the Word. Why did God give him that recipe if it was not God's will for him to succeed? So you must be fully convinced. Okay, success is not a bad word. Good success is God's will. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." In other words, the Word of God is the all-time bestseller on the subject of success, on the subject of prosperity, on the subject of greatness in life. If you want to enjoy a successful life, you want to enjoy good success, is it the Word of God is a key. I know there are many books, there are thousands and even millions of books written on the subject of success, greatness, prosperity in life. Now, some of those good books are very good. A lot of them are great. They are good. But listen, the Word of God is the ultimate secret of success and greatness. When you get to know the Word, meditate richly on the Word, put it in your heart and in your mouth, observe to do, practice the Word, live by the principles of the Word. You see, the Word of God is loaded with principles of success and greatness in life. You cannot obey those principles, those laws of success unveiled and revealed in the Word of God, I end up as a failure. Even the people in the secular world that succeed, especially those that apply the principles of the Word, you know, those ones, you can still learn one or two from them. Why? Because it is still the principles of God's word that they are applying. Now there's what we call the principles of Jesus, and then there is the person of Jesus. Some of them apply the principles of Jesus, that's the principles of God's word, the principles that makes for success and greatness. But many of them have not submitted to the lordship of Jesus. They have rejected, or they are yet to accept the person of Jesus. Now, by so doing, by applying the principles of Jesus without accepting his person, they can lead a successful life on this earth. They can be successful in their finances, in their career, in their business, etc., in their endeavors on earth. But if they die without accepting the person of Jesus, without confessing his lordship, they will end up in hell. So God, it is the will of God for you to accept and apply the principles of Jesus, that's the principles of God's word, without rejecting or refusing his person. That's the will of God. So you need both. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, this book of the law shall not depart of your mouth. The word of God is loaded with success principles, principles for greatness in life. You know, you must hunt for them. You must research, search and research. Like an archaeologist, you excavate those principles. Mm. You apply them correctly and consistently over time. Mm. To be successful and to be great in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is a bestseller of all times on the subject of success and greatness. Mm. Go for the word. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, this book of the law shall not depart of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate during day and night. So it tells you to what to do with the word. Mm. It says, don't allow it depart from your mouth. Don't allow it depart from your mouth. In other words, you speak the word, you speak in line with the word. And then he says, you meditate during day and night. You ponder richly on the word. You mutter it. You declare it. You act on it. He said, when you meditate richly, it will make you to do the word. Yeah. It will stir you. It will spur you to action. Mm. Okay?
Yes,
the word of God that you are finding difficult to do, the principles of the word you are finding difficult to apply, is the one you have not richly meditated upon yet.
Mm.
When you meditate upon it richly, both the energy and the desire to do the word will be unlocked through meditation. It says, you meditate during day and night that thou mayest observe to do. You observe to do because the blessing is in the doing.
Mm.
Success is an action word.
Yes.
You must become action oriented. It's not enough to know the truth. It's not enough to know the principles of success in the world.
Mm.
You know, stage one is knowing and understanding the principles of success and greatness from the word of God. Knowing those natural and spiritual laws to apply that makes and engenders success and greatness. But don't stop there. You must apply, you must do, you must practice them, you see. Because only doers are blessed, not just hearers. You must do them to get the result, to get the outcome. You must apply those principles, both natural and spiritual, as unveiled in the word of God. It says that thou mayest observe to do. When you meditate richly, both the desire, you will start wanting to do, okay? You start feeling like doing. And then the energy, the power, the ability to do the word is unlocked through meditation. He says that thou mayest observe to do daring. He says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. In other words, you have a serious part to play. Your success and greatness is not totally up to God. You have a serious part to play. You have a participatory role.
Yes, sir.
It's a partnership.
Mm.
Is a divine partnership. You have to partner with God. You play your part. God will not play your part for you. Everything is not up to God alone. You cannot just hand over the responsibility for your success and greatness in life to God alone. Even though it is the will of God for you to be successful, to enjoy good success and have a great life, is the will of God for sure. But you also have a participatory role to play in partnership with God. You must play your part. He said, for then thou, not God, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. If you must have a prosperous life, then you must take up responsibility for it.
Yes, sir.
Stop blaming people. Stop blaming Satan alone. Stop blaming God. Stop blaming. See, 2024 is a new year. Stop the blame game.
Yes,
stop giving excuses. Wake up. Take responsibility. Take responsibility.
Yes, sir.
So that you don't end up as a liability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You see? You will have good success when you play your part. You know and apply those principles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not wise until you do what you know. The right thing that you know. Okay? Now listen. Ignorance will lead to failure. Ignorance, lack of understanding, lack of knowledge of God's word, of those success principles, those principles that make for success and greatness. When you are ignorant, you it leads to failure and frustration. So refuse to be ignorant. Hosea 4 verse 6, God lamenting there, he said, my people are destroyed, they perish for lack of knowledge. That's an ignorance problem. Then there is another problem apart from ignorance problem, which is laziness. The refusal to apply the truth that you know. You know the truth. You know the principles. You know what to do for your life to change, to make progress, to have a great and successful life. You have learned the principles that make for sustainable success and greatness, but you have refused to apply them. That is very terrible. That will also lead to failure and frustration. So both the person that is ignorant and the person that refuses to do the truth that you know, the person that refuses to apply the right principles, both natural and spiritual principles that make for success and greatness, both of them we end up with the same outcome. Both of them we end up having the same result, which is failure and frustration. So go beyond just knowing, do. Go beyond understanding, apply. Become action oriented this year. Success is an action word. Take actionable steps after setting goals. Act on them. Do something daily. The secret of your success is in your daily routine. Something you do daily determines what you become. By and by, a little of your future arrives every day. And you call it today.
Yes, sir.
So it matters what you do today. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject it. So there is the lack of knowledge, then there is the rejection of knowledge. The rejection of knowledge is even worse than ignorance. Because here, the person has knowledge offered to him or her, as in there is the opportunity to learn, there is the opportunity to know, but the person decided to willfully reject the knowledge. The rejection of knowledge, for in my opinion, is the thing that is even worse than ignorance. In ignorance, the person lacks knowledge, but in rejection of knowledge, knowledge is made available to the person. But the person decided to reject it. That's foolishness.
Yes,
pro max. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you see, today I'm doing an introduction. Please don't miss this teaching series. Next week, Saturday, I will start sharing the keys, the secrets of sustainable success. There are some keys, there are some laws, there are some principles you must apply.
Yes.
You know, don't miss this series for anything under the sun. Make sure you are a part of it. So let me do some divination before I round up for today. What is success? Right. Number one, success is the discovery and fulfillment of God's will, plans, and purposes for your life. Success is the discovery and fulfillment of God's will for your life, God's plans for your life, God's purposes for your life. You cannot be truly successful without the fulfillment of God's will, plans, and purposes for your life. You can't define success outside of that. Number two, what is success? Success is impacting your world. Success is impacting your world. Let me put it this way. Success is influencing and impacting your world with the investment of your personality. Success is influencing and impacting your world with the investment of your personality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, success has to do with influence and impact. Mm-hmm. Okay? A life of influence and impact is beyond just gathering millions and billions in your account. You get all you can all you get, and you sit on the can, mm-hmm. waiting the day you will die. You are a fool. The Bible calls you a rich fool. May you not end up like the rich fool.
Amen.
Use whatever God has blessed you with, your money and all of that, use it to touch lives. Use it to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and to humanity. Use it to touch and influence people for good. Whatever you know, if you are not using it to impact life, you are not a success. So your impact is very important. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Number three, what is success? Success is the progressive realization of your set goals and targets, which are in line with the will of God for your life. Let me take it again. Success is the day-to-day or progressive realization of your set goals and targets in line with God's will, plans, and purposes for your life. So you don't need to wait until the end of your life before you know you are successful. You can measure your success at the end of each day, at the end of each week, at the end of each month, because it is a progressive realization of your set goals and targets. Those are your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your yearly goals. And you should have goals for all of this. Is it by the time you realize them, the progressive realization or day-to-day realization of your set goals, your targets, your aspirations, which are in line with God's will for your life. Hallelujah. God is not against goal setting as long as it is within His will for your life. It's within the circumference, the ambient of God's will. It's in line with God's will. Hallelujah. So what is greatness? Because I said the title of this teaching series is what? The secrets of sustainable success and surpassing greatness. So what is greatness? Greatness is defined as timeless influence. And, okay, let me put it this way. Greatness is defined as when God lifts an individual beyond the confines of geographical space, beyond the limitation of time, geography, and limitations. Three things. Greatness is when God lifts an individual beyond the limitation of time, space, geography. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greatness is timeless and transgenerational impact and influence. Greatness is timeless and transgenerational impact and influence. You go beyond the limitations of your location, the limitations of time, the confines of time, the confines of your geographical location. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is true greatness. It's different from fame. There's a big difference between greatness and fame. Fame is not timeless. Oh yes. greatness is timeless. You know, there were some people that were famous 10 years ago, but they are no longer famous today.
Yeah.
There were some people that were famous 20 years ago, but they are no longer famous today. 20 years ago, they were famous, they were on the news, the media, you know, they were the sensation. Anywhere you turn, you hear about them, but where are they today? That's fame. Fame dies out with time. But greatness is enduring significance. Enduring significance, timeless influence, transgenerational influence. You go beyond the limitation of time and even your geographical location. For instance, God called Abraham and made him great, made his name great. Till today, Abraham is still a great man. There are some people in history that greatness, they achieve greatness. Greatness was conferred on them and they achieve greatness. Until today, we are still talking about them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was a great man. Apostle Paul is a great man. Till today, we still celebrate them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there are so many people like that in history that till today, we are still celebrating them for the greatness they have achieved. It's different from fame. It is the will of God for you to be great, not just to be famous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are doing introduction today. Now, don't miss next week Friday. I'll start sharing those secrets, those laws and principles that makes for sustainable success and greatness. Now, if you are listening to me anywhere you are, if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to receive the gift of eternal life, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. On the third day you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving
me.
In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, congratulations. Please, at the end of this broadcast, you will hear my phone number. Reach out to me. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please reach out to us. Let us know. Give us your feedback. Let's know. Call, send text messages, and we'll be excited to hear from you. This is Dr. Lucas Adlon King one more time on the Avalanche of Good News broadcast. See you next week. God bless you.
We have a special service coming up tomorrow by 3 p.m.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. Yes.
At Eto Baba
Join us for our Avalanche of Glory service and you'll be blessed. 3 p.m. Divine Grace Hall at Eto Baba Jos, Nigeria.
See you
God
there.
Bless you.
Much love.
Thank you for joining us on the Avalanche of Good News radio broadcast with Dr. Lucas Satlon King. Dr. Lucas Satlon King is the president of the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International, which is an interdenominational apostolic teaching and evangelistic outreach ministry based in Jos. The vision of AGMI is to raise a people of glory who will manifest the word of God as a lifestyle and walk in the kingdom dominion. You can worship with us every Sunday by 3 p.m. for our special Avalanche of Glory service and every Friday by 4:30 p.m. for Throne of Grace Encounter Prayer Meeting at Divine Grace Hall, Legislative Quarters, Eto Baba, Jos. Don't miss our monthly miracle healing and impartation service by 2 p.m. every first Sunday of the month and Festival of Fire program 7 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. every last Saturday of the month at Divine Grace Hall, Legislative Quarters, Eto Baba Jos, Plateau State. You can contact Dr. Lucas Satlon King, call 080-6530-2610 for further inquiries and to book an appointment for special prayer and counseling. You can also contact and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Telegram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. To download our sermon, visit our website at www.avalancheofglory.org. You can also mail us at theavalancheofglory01@gmail.com. Until we come your way again next week, be blessed.